Good morning. Thank you, Ken. So nice to be here again today. And wow, the last lesson of the workbook. I feel, I don't know, just inspired and honored and just happy that it showed up on a Sunday. I love this lesson. It's, I don't know, I say this about a lot of the lessons, but it's one of my favorites. So we're here for a short contemplation on the workbook lesson 365. And following that, we're going to sink deeply into our hearts. This holy instant would I give to you. Be you in charge. For I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. And if I need a word to help me, he will give it to me. If I need a thought, that will he also give. And if I need but stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts I will receive of him. He is in charge by my request. And he will hear and answer me because he speaks for God, my Father, and his Holy Son. Amen. This holy instant would I give to you, be you in charge, for I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. This lesson reminds me of an analogy that Ramana Maharshi uses. He talks about someone getting on the train, and the train is analogous for God, the Supreme Power. And getting on the train to me symbolizes being you in charge. And so the story goes that the person gets on the train carrying the suitcase, and Ramana Maharshi asks who gets on the train and places the suitcase on the head, carrying the burden themselves. That's what this lesson is pointing out, is we don't have to carry the burdens ourselves. Be you in charge, for I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. we can put the suitcase down and allow the train to carry it. We know the train carries all loads. Why should we carry this load of personality, of beliefs, of all the things we've made up? Why should we carry that to our discomfort when the train carries us? It says, certain that your direction gives me peace. Setting down the suitcase is deeply accepting that in your heart. The epilogue says that this course is just the beginning, it's not the end. And this course has given us all kinds of tools to set down that suitcase. Some of the tools are to lighten the suitcase, others are to take the whole suitcase off and set it down. And so as this course is just the beginning, it ends with the suitcase on the ground. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to set the suitcase down. Help me today to say these words with earnestness, that I am certain that your direction gives me peace. Help me to allow you to be in charge. I thank you for the beginning, the middle and the end of all that is, the eternal now. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet our mind and our body, taking a few deep breaths to allow relaxation, carefreeness to sweep through the body and the mind. Return to the very beginning, before we picked up a suitcase. Picture yourself as a brand new being. There's no future, there's no past. You haven't learned anything. You're simply being now in this present moment. You have no language. you have no relationships. No concerns, no responsibilities. No possessions. No expectations. Sitting in the present moment now, free of all constraints, all beliefs, knowing your existence is simply peace, if thoughts come up and the mind wants to get distracted, return back to the space of being a brand new being. Completely whole and completely free. Only peace, only love. Feel what it's like to be in complete peace. Feel what it's like to be completely protected. Feel what it's like to have no place to go, nothing to do, nothing to fix. Simply being. Unlimited. being. Surrounded by love and peace. Being your true nature. Remain here, being. Your true nature, peace, love, unending. Eternal. This holy instant would I give to you. Be you in charge. For I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. Thank you for joining with me today for this lesson 365, the last one of the workbook. Namaste. Thank you, Ken, for letting me share again today. I hope everyone has a blessed day. I love you all. Namaste.